If you check out the borough's Facebook page, you'll see a poll asking for your opinion on some borough budget stuff, specifically what you think is the best option from a list of possibilities. Do you like a sales tax increase, or a bed tax, or the use of savings to balance the budget, or, well, it actually doesn't really matter what's on the list.
I don't need to see it.
That's Ivan Moore. He runs Alaska Survey Research in Anchorage, and he's been conducting polls and surveys there for 2 decades. Basically, he says online polls don't have any of the controls that lead to valid results. Moore says pollsters have to make sure that the responses they get actually represent the group that's being studied, in this case, borough taxpayers.
And that is extremely difficult, if not impossible, to do with online surveys, unless you select your people and invite them and restrict the access to the survey amongst the people you invite. Otherwise, you get people selecting themselves, going on and doing it, and your results end up being unrepresentative and essentially for entertainment purposes only.
Moore may not have needed to see the poll to understand its shortcomings, but it's important to parse those out. The mayor's poll states that he presented a balanced budget to the assembly and that the assembly shot that down. And Moore says that's a no-no. In truly random sampling, that kind of context is not provided. When his company conducts a phone survey, the first question is simply, would you like to participate?
We don't tell you ahead of time what the survey's about. And so you either say yes or you say no, but you don't say that based on whether you're interested in the subject matter, because you don't know what the subject matter is.
The mayor's survey is a series of options, some new, some old, and you choose just one. Using borough savings as an option, though, it's not truly savings that would be used. The mayor proposed using money from a land trust fund, and the assembly said no. Another option is to increase property tax on every property owner. Now, the wording on that option has changed since the survey went live just after 3 o'clock Saturday morning. The other options were a bed tax, a cigarette tax, an increase in the sales tax, or continuing to curb spending and keep cutting. Of the roughly 400 people who have weighed in, the results are pretty evenly split, with property tax option getting the least support. Assemblymember Kelly Cooper shared her concerns about the survey on Facebook and that option in particular.
And when I saw that it was a sponsored ad and being paid by borough taxpayer dollars, I felt the need to weigh in. One of the questions was changed midway through the poll. It was reworded. Had this been on the mayor's page, I never would have jumped in there and given my input. But when it's a borough Facebook page, it needs to be accurate and have more clarity on what those questions are and what they mean. It's just messaging to get the results that he's hoping to see.
Calls to the mayor's office weren't returned in time for this story, but on that Facebook post, Pierce states that the poll is, quote, excellent and has been very well received. Ivan Moore says there are a couple of ways to go about either conducting or presenting a poll like this properly. One option is to establish the right parameters in which you conduct the poll so that the results are valid. As far as the presentation goes, he says local TV stations have been doing it right since online opinion polling became a thing.
And they would always, religiously, when they presented the results on the news, say, this is not a scientific survey, which is basically a particular way of saying these results need to be taken with a grain of salt.
And if you would like to take the mayor's survey, check out the borough's Facebook page, or we'll have a link on our website, kdll.org. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.